This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We're happy to be joined in studio by comedian Aries Spears. He's at the DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For ticket information, go to dcimprov.com to get tickets to the show. Aries, good to see you, man.
Yo, what's happening, brother? How you doing, man?
He's hung out with us before, and I think I got to apologize. I think I've always called him Aries, and then today I was looking at your Instagram, and you were at the Improv in Raleigh, and somebody was on their phone, and you told him to bring up the phone, and you called yourself Aries, and I was like,
Does that tilt you when, like, you're doing your set, you're working, and somebody's on their phone, like they're just not paying attention to you, or they're distracting people from watching your set?
You know, if it's close enough to the front where I can kind of take control of the situation, I'll do what I did. But you know, the thing that probably bothers me most is when people think they're being inconspicuous. Like they're not. I can't see you recording the show.
Right,
you're tilting the phone at a certain angle.
Oh, that's a big no-no. Yeah, why? Yeah, can you explain why that's a big no-no? I never really think about it.
Well, I mean, you know,
giving away your act.
Yeah, because a lot of comics might be working on a new bit, and if it's not there yet,
if it's not refined.
Right, and then you put that out there, then people can go, "Well, that wasn't funny."
Right,
right.
It's like, well, it's not ready yet.
Yeah,
you know, so
you're workshopping it.
Yeah, not only that, you kind of just want people to be in the moment.
Yeah,
man. Like you're being the moment.
Are you to the point where some comedians, you have to put your phone in like a bag and they keep
it? Nah, I've never Dave Chappelle.
2 hours later, you get it back.
One, it costs a lot of money to do that.
That's pricey.
I haven't Dave Chappelle'd it yet.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd like to think that I wouldn't want to do that because I just, you know, I don't want to feel like they're...
But it does force people to pay attention.
Like, no, it does that. It definitely has its pros in that regard. Mm-hmm. But, you know how it is now. Everybody just wants to say, you know, I got this footage. I got this moment.
How much does it cost? Well, I went to see
a lot.
Bruno Mars at MGM National Harbor, and that was the same deal.
Why? Because you bring a certain company in that handles all that?
Yeah, there's a company that does that. So it's
expensive. That's coming out of your end, too.
Oh. Right. And I guess when you think about it, hold on, Jay, I'm sorry. When you think about it, like, if you're a comic, like, there's no, because sometimes I know we've talked about it before, certain comedians, they might like have a notebook and they're going through their stuff. And you feel like, oh, I pay good money. Why is he testing his stuff on me? But actually, that's the only place for them to test it because there's no place to test.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, it might, you know, on a Friday and Saturday where it's kind of like showtime, you know, and it's Friday, Saturday.
So that's different.
But on a Thursday, Sunday, one show, you know, you might stretch. Like, you know, normally the clubs want to flip the room around. So they want you to be off at a certain time, whereas on a Thursday, Sunday, it's one show. So where I might have to do no more than an hour on a Friday, Saturday, I might do an hour and a half.
When you do two shows, like at the DC Improv, are you going to do mostly the same material? I got to be honest. I went to, and Allison got me tickets. I went to see Tommy Davidson a few years ago. And I think Tommy Davidson's great.
Yeah.
But we went to the early show, and I felt like he was saving his stuff for the late show.
No, Tommy doesn't save anything.
I felt like he was just riffing.
Oh, no, Tommy goes a full 100%.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
But it was almost like he just started messing with the crowd and having fun. And he dances and sings and does his impressions and stuff. And I was like, I don't think he had any of that stuff planned.
Well, no, that part isn't planned. That's, crowd work is what it is. It's spontaneous. You know, and not everybody can do that and do it well. It's such its own thing. You know what I mean? Like I always try to put it in like football terms. Like you can be a Hall of Fame championship quarterback who just stays in the pocket, a la your material.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can Michael Vick it, where if like if you can do crowd work and lead a pocket, you can be just twice as deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody could do that. But you don't have to be able to do that to be great. But if you can do that and you got kick-ass material, the potency is
do you
is
see
times
some
two.
Guys who aren't good at crowd work that try to do it and then they go back into the
pocket? Oh, there's some guys that like a deer in headlights.
Yeah,
they have to leave.
Oh, they have no idea.
Yeah. They have
because they're probably writers.
Divert from, we're all writers.
Yeah. Right.
Even spontaneity is writing, as you do it in your head. But it's a comfort thing, man. Not everybody can go just off the cuff like
I'll
that.
I'll be honest with you. I know I couldn't be a stand-up. Okay? I know I couldn't. But I know I could do crowd work. I'm telling you, I know I could make fun of people. But I know I'm not a stand-up comedian. But I know I can make fun of people.
So you couldn't be in the pocket. But you
I'm not a marksman. But I know how to shoot people.
No, I know how to make fun of people. I can't put a bit together per se. Like I'm not. You're smarter than me and funnier than me. Yeah. But I know I can make fun of people. Yeah. I didn't know I can. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen. You might. In some weird way, you might be able to pull it off. But
I don't have a comedian's mindset, but I can make fun of people.
Could you do a whole hour of just crowd work?
About an hour,
half an hour,
because I don't know. It depends. It's like you take what the moment gives you.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what the moment is, you could be fueled to just keep going and going and going. But I like the mixture of both, man. I got my playbook, and then I know how to Michael Vick it. So
do you survey the crowd?
Absolutely.
Like, so the opener's out there. Are you sort of
open? No, listen, it's customary for the headliner to come into a club, go straight to the green room, hide in the green room until showtime, and then come out and do his thing. And when it's over, go back to the green room. Mm-hmm. I'm out there the moment I get in the building looking at I'm observing the prison yard. So I'm going to shank the biggest, baddest cat early.
So you serve
him. Not to be messed with.
So you already know what you're going to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Are the drunk hecklers just being stupid because they're drunk, or are they just trying to get attention?
Both. Yeah. It's like if someone is not completely inebriated, a couple good zingers, you usually can shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are just wasted, they're like the suicide.
They're
bombers.
Not going to stop.
Yeah, they're the Mujahideen, man. They go down with the ship.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying.
Yeah, is there a point where like the security or the club owner has to just be like, okay, I got to remove this person.
Yeah, at some point because it's not even about a give and take anymore.
Yeah,
it's just like a person that's just out of control,
mm-hmm.
and then that's not a good time for anybody.
Do you still love it? You've been doing this since you were a teenager, right?
I don't. Yeah, I've been doing it for 35 years. I don't love the politics of it and the BS of it.
Mm.
But in terms of what are
the politics and BS of it?
Just a lot of tap dancing and ass kissing and,
doing radio shows.
No, all of this, whatever it is you do, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
And there are some guys in radio who are all-stars and championship players.
Thank you.
And there's some guys who are Manute Bol, okay. And I've done interviews with people where I just go, come on.
We love Manute Bol. We have a soft spot for that guy. He played for the Bullets.
Kwame Brown. Okay. Take your pick. Smush Parker.
All right, different.
Yeah.
All right.
Popeye Jones. Yeah.
You're not still watching Kwame Brown. Weren't you watching Kwame
Brown? If he goes viral, I will jump on him.
I already forget. Why did he get popular first?
God, he was criticizing.
He was going out and forth.
Michael Jordan destroyed his whole.
No. Of course we know all that.
But post-career.
He went viral like a year or so ago.
He was criticizing somebody.
Yeah, because what we had saw him of him prior to that was just this quiet dude.
Mm-hmm.
So finally he just said, you know what? I'm out the league. I've been picked on, ridiculed. Oh, I'm letting everybody have it.
I can't remember. Was it Stephen A. Smith Was he going back and forth with Stephen A?
I can't remember.
He went to war with everybody, like Tony Montana like against 1,000 Colombians.
Like 2 years ago, he was going viral every day.
But look, he was great fodder for us because, like, we goofed on him because didn't he bring French dressing everywhere he went?
Well, he was young. He was 18 years old for the country, you know.
That's funny.
I felt bad for Kwame Brown. I mean, he just got overdrafted. I mean, he wasn't.
Well, and then you had two ultimate dogs on you, you know, Kobe and Jordan.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so when you got them two barking at you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How many times you go to Laker games?
You know, it's wild. I just did my man Jay Moore's podcast for the second time, and you know he's married to Jeannie Buss.
Yes.
So he.
I heard they live on separate floors.
They might. Yeah. You know, I've never been to the house, but he said to me, "Hey man, let's go to a Laker game." So I think I'll try to go to a Laker game next week.
Oh, so you haven't seen Luka yet?
No.
Yeah, you haven't been.
Last time I've been to a Laker game, Jesus.
Oh, it's been a while.
Was when Jordan played with the Wizards.
Oh, geez.
And they played against Kobe.
You haven't been to a Laker game?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Why? Well, I know you're not a Laker fan, but I know you're an NBA fan.
You know, I never got back around to it. Listen, my passion has always been number 23 in red.
Jordan, right.
So once he retired.
You were out.
Have you lost it? Are you like me? I've lost it for the league a little bit. I can't. Honestly, the three-point shooting's out of control.
Oh, the league stinks now.
Thank you.
And I go to war with these people on social media because I get called an old head. You know, all you old heads just don't want to give it up to the young guys.
Right.
Listen, I'm not being biased. I saw what y'all didn't see, and I'm seeing what you're seeing now. Yeah. So my perspective is coming from experience.
It's just hard to watch.
It is.
It's hard to watch.
It is.
Maybe the finals, you know, I get into it. But
yeah, it's like from the 80s. Up until about, I guess, when LeBron retires. It's like it was always the face of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Bird, Magic, mm-hmm. Jordan, mm-hmm. Kobe, Shaq, LeBron. Mm-hmm. I'm like, once LeBron goes, who's the face of the league? Like, who's that
trying
guy?
To prop up Anthony Edwards if they go
he
with
said
an American?
He didn't even want it.
I think Wembanyama might be that guy, right. But now he's in question.
Now he's hurt.
For his health.
Yeah.
You know, so I just go, yeah, who's the guy?
What do you think?
I don't know, Jason Tatum?
Yeah, he's boring.
Didn't really do it for me like that.
I'm just throwing out the top 10 players.
Yeah,
Gilgeous Alexander, but the problem is
you got to have the charisma.
He plays in the Midwest.
Yeah, man, like all those other dudes, they had all that.
Yeah.
You know? Kobe, killer instinct. You know, Shaq as a personality.
Ja Morant might have been there, but he had too many off-the-court issues.
He got too much ghetto in him.
Yeah.
And his numbers aren't even that great. Like, if you actually did a statistical comparison of Ja Morant this year, he's about what Austin Reeves is.
Yeah. And I think Ant-Man is a great show, but I'm thinking that's all he is.
Right.
Had a good run in the playoffs last year.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Did you see the interview that Pippen did? I can't remember. Was it with Patrick Bet-David?
That traitor.
where Scotty, and obviously there's bitterness there. He and Michael didn't get along.
And I don't even know where that comes from, man.
It's wild. But he said in his entire tenure there, they never once went out to dinner together. Never once.
That one shocked me a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Never once.
Yeah.
Just like no love for each other. He makes it seem like, and I don't know what's true and what's not, but that Michael was like a terrible teammate.
No, I think that's a little bit over-exaggerated because when you look at The Last Dance, you can clearly see some moments where he and Scotty are connecting.
Oh, for sure. On the court.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the whole Marcus Jordan situation, dating Pippen?
Even
Zex
in the locker room.
He probably shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Just for GP. Like, dude, come on, man. What are you doing?
Have you ever met Michael?
Dude, let me tell you something.
I feel like we've asked you that before.
That's the one guy that I haven't met. Like, I've met Stacey King is my dude. Whenever I come to Chicago, he's there. I met BJ Armstrong on
a
flight.
You're all bulls
and he was like, he was a huge fan. He went nuts when he saw me. I saw Dennis Rodman walking through Chicago airport, but that was a little weird. But I've never met the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, you know, to me, it was like one of my favorite shows is Sopranos. Right. And I've probably met 9 cast members from The Sopranos, and they were all super nice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, if he was still alive, if I ever met the man, I'd be nervous because I've heard stories where it's like, if you catch James on a bad day, you might get Tony Soprano.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, I hear all these stories about Jordan. Is he a jerk? Is he not? You know, Jay Moore said he's the sweetest guy in the world.
No, I think he's a jerk.
But
I've heard
mixed stories, man. I'd be scared to meet him.
Gandolfini, I've always heard that he was like a super nice guy. Like, wasn't like his on-screen persona at all. Like, you heard otherwise? Like,
Well, I mean, listen, to be fair, it's the paparazzi. Like, yeah. I've seen where he's choked guys up, grabbed them by the collar. Okay, right. But they know how to piss you off.
Sure.
Yeah,
Who's disappointed you? Any of your idols? Not necessarily even idol, but someone you were excited to meet, and you're like, man, this guy is not cool. Why is he being like that?
Nah, I can't.
Really? Most people have been cool?
Well, they've been cool or what I expected. Like, I didn't hang around this new Mike Tyson, you know, feng shui Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. But I met I'll Eat Your Kids Tyson.
Right.
So he was everything that I expected in that moment.
He didn't surprise you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's exactly what you thought
he would be. He's wild because he can be anything. He can be anything on any given day.
Well, I think now he's so mellowed out that, don't get me wrong, if you cross a line.
Dude, he just attacked somebody on a plane a year or so ago.
Well, no, they attacked him.
They were verbally giving him grief.
It comes a point where no matter how much you think you can pet the lion, it's still a lion.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you provoke Mike Tyson on an airplane?
I don't know. That's like the craziest thing you could ever do.
But watch him in the ring, and I knew it was going to happen. It was sad.
Oh, this last thing? That was so staged.
You know what? These guys, I didn't go. These guys went to his last fight, which was almost 25 years ago, and he quit in that one. When he was a real boxer.
Yeah. But.
And I've seen, I've been to a couple of his fights. The best one I ever been to was second time he fought Frank Bruno to win the championship again. That was awesome.
Yeah. Bruno was a big guy, too.
Yeah, he was big, but he was mostly just
slow,
big.
Just slow.
You know, he didn't have a lot of bang to his buck.
Big lumbering target for Mike to smash.
Yeah.
But when we went to see Tyson, Eric, it was you and I, right?
Yeah.
And then he lost.
Yeah.
But then we went into the press room.
It was still intimidating.
It was still intimidating, but he was just very chill.
Very soft-spoken.
Let me tell you. Very soft-spoken.
Because he had quit.
When he was doing his podcast, Hot Boxing, he flew me out to Vegas to possibly be on it. And then, long story short, Mike caught one of his moods, and then he didn't want to do it. Mm. But they flew me out, put me up. And I remember we were all converged on the top of this hotel roof. Zab Judah's there, a bunch of MMA guys. And when he walked in, you felt this presence. Mm-hmm. And his head is as thick as a bulldog. So I walked up to him and I was like, oh, excuse me, how you doing, champ? And he has a way of, if he don't know you, when he says hello to you, it's with caution. It's it's like he's
Mm-hmm.
He's staring through you. And you just get the sense that, behave, man. Yeah. Don't slip up. Yeah. Don't slip up.
Don't do that.
Does he live in L.A.?
I don't think so.
I thought he was like Arizona.
I think Vegas. At one point.
I don't know if you guys ever saw that great clip where he was being interviewed on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and he brought up the thing about how Tyson's daughter died in the accident.
Mm. Yes, that's right.
And at one point, Mike is like, I don't know. I just had to get high. I was messed up. I just had to get high. And then he pauses, and he looks at the dude, and he just goes,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
You should go now. Dude, I left my house.
Yeah. Yeah, that was enough for you.
And I was on my couch. I left my house.
All right, we'll have more with Aries Spears when we come back. He's at DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to DCImprov.com or The Junks. We'll be right back.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.